We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Beis, and we're in middle of paragraph Beis. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 134, the right-hand column towards the bottom, the paragraph that begins with V'zeh b'chinas achilatz eitz hadas toivora. Rav Nosson Zal says, what we've been learning till now is tied into the concept of Odom and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, Shepogamboy Odom Arishon, which Odom Arishon thereby committed a sin in a sense, Shehu Bechinas Huachila, She'al Yodoy Nifgam Hadas. This is an example of a type of eating that harms the intellect of the person, the Das of the person. Vazai Nichnas Tipshus Balev, and then foolishness is introduced into the heart, umetamtem hechol shabalev, and it spoils, it messes up the area in the heart where the creation is supposed to take place, where the midois and the pulois are supposed to take place. Shehu b'chinas kilkul habriya, that corresponds with messing up the creation. Sheze b'chinas shviras kelim, which we mentioned earlier, one example of that was when the vessels burst. V'chein isa baksovim, Rav Nosson Zal says, it's also brought in the writings of the Arizal, she'odom arishoin al yedei pegam achilas eitz hadas, al yedei ze chozar v'neshave b'chinas shviras kelim v'kanal. The Arizal actually says this, that when Odom and Chava ate from the eitz hadas, that caused a repeat of the Shviras HaKelim. V'al-yedei she'ochal mi'etz hadas toivora v'nimshach orla slave, and as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, which brought on this orla slave, this tumah, this impurity onto the heart, ki nitamte mechol shebelev, the area in the heart was got messed up, shehu kilkul abriya, which corresponds to messing up of the creation through the shfiras hakelim and other things that took place, pegam kol ha'olamos v'amidos kanal, via a pegam in all the worlds and all the midos, ayidei ze nis'alim malchusa yisbor kanal. We mentioned earlier that when that happened, Hashem's kingdom got covered up. The Malchus of Hashem went into hiding. Umize nimshach v'nishtal shel chas v'sholom orlo dechafyo al bris. And this is what eventually resulted in the orlo that covers over the bris kodesh. Shechoyfe u'mechase u'malim hezgalos malchus hezbor kanal. Meaning that it covers up and it hides the revelation of Hashem's Malchus, which we said is the atorah on the bris, the crown. With this, we could understand what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches, Odom Arishoin Moshuch Be'orlosoi Hoyo, that Odom Arishoin was steeped in the Orla, you know, implying some kind of a defect in the Orla. Ki al yedei Orla Slave Kanal, because as a result of the wrong kind of Achila, eating from the Eitz Hadas, which caused a defect in the heart, it brought up an Orla in the lave, that goes on to extend and to mess up the orla of the bris kodesh. Nimshach orlas bosor. That results in the orla of the flesh. Dahainu orlo dechafya al bris. Ki nisali malchusis bor kaviyachlai de kilkul abriya shenasai de atipshus alev kanal. This flow that we're mentioning. The Hashem's malchus goes into hiding through the damage done to the creation, which is brought about by that foolishness that's introduced into the heart. V'chol ze nimshach mebechinas ribuy oyer. And all of this is brought about when there's a problem that there's too much light. Shayde ze nishave shviras kelim. That ends up causing the vessels to burst. They can't contain the light. Shemishom hishavus haklipois. That results in creating the klipois, the forces of tuma. Hanimshochim me'etz hadas toivoro, which were a result and which come from the Eitz Hadas. Why and how? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Because when Hashem created the worlds, ve'oz tzimtzem es ha'or kanal, and part of that procedure required Hashem constricting the light, kimavur kol ze b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as all of this is explained very well in Rabbeinu Zal's words, in Torah Mem Tes, in Torah Samach Dalet, in the places that he discusses this, hareini kaporas mishkovoi. Rav Nosson Zal uses the wording here that's used during the first year after someone passed away. So that's actually, that's when Rav Nosson Zal's writing this halacha was within the first year after Rabbeinu Zal passed away. Vazai loyhoyu hakelim yecholim lekabel esor. What happened was the vessels into which Hashem placed his light couldn't contain the light. Vaoz hoyu b'chinas shviras kelim. Then the kelim burst. Shemishom achizas eitz hadas toivora. That's what gave power. That's what created the potential for the problem with the eitz hadas. Shemishom achizas haklipois, which is where the klipois draw their energy from. The ikra hatikun shel shviras kelim hu al yedei ha'odom. And the main correction of this problem of shviras kelim is can only be done through man. Kishezeichel asakein maisov, when human beings are zeichel to correct their to do the right thing. Shaydeze mesaknim b'china shviras kelim. When we do the right thing, we're zeichel to correct the to repair the shviras kelim. V'alidei she'ochal adam rish meitz hadas toivora. Whereas by Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, Ayidei ze choto upogam v'kilkel es hacholol shebalev. Through that he sinned and he messed up the heart, that area in the heart. Upogam bebechinas hakelim v'hamidois hanasim becholol shebalev. And he brought about, he created defectiveness in the kelim and midois that are supposed to be created and are supposed to be working properly in that cholol shebalev, shehu bechinas cholol haponui kiyadua, which parallels the cholol haponui in creation. Just like when Hashem wanted to create the worlds, he created a cholol haponui, and within the cholol haponui were created all the worlds. In every Jew's heart, there is this cholol in which the midos and the pulos and everything are happening. Therefore, as a result of what Adam HaRishon did, he messed up the kelim and the midos. And therefore, the kelim and the midos were not able to receive the light and to hold the light as a result of the fact that they were messed up. Vaideze chozar v'chidesh b'chinas shviras kelim al yidei chetoi kemuva. So that by doing this, by eating from the Eitz Hadas, Adam HaRishon caused a repeat performance of shviras hakelim, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh in the Kisvei Arizal. Vaideze nimshach b'chinas orlo d'chaf yal bris. And this resulted further in that orlo which covers over the bris kodesh. Bechinas his almus malchus esborach, which is an example of Hashem's kingdom being covered up, going into hiding.